Wise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, God. Get your booty, baby. We're going to the bus line.
You got me, man.
Is this about school?
Oh, is it?
Bumping, jumping, jam, trip on this.
I want
trip on this. Get up, get busy. Get up, I know your body.
Get up, get up, busy. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up, get up, your body. That's not the song I thought it was. I thought it was Get Your Booty on the Bus
yes!
Line.
Yes! What song is that? That's the one I want to hear. What song is that?
Get Your Booty on the Bus Line. Make my day. What is that song that says Get Your Booty on the Bus Line?
I don't think that's
what. That is Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic.
That's what I just played.
Night is over.
Maybe it just didn't hit the chorus yet.
Oh, is this a different one? Like a remix?
I don't know.
They play this at the Barnes & Noble.
You sure this is Pump Up the Jam?
Yeah. Unless Mark Hendricks mislabeled
it. Pump Up the Jam. Pump it, bump it.
Wait a minute.
Trip on it.
What'd you say it was?
Pump Up the Jam?
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah. What is this one?
It's Technotronic. It's Get Up Before the Night Is Over.
What? No, duh.
You said Pump Up the Clam?
I said... Pump up the jam.
Pump up the clam. Wow, the clam.
You're a dumb goober.
Let me see. All right. I'm going to say duh if you keep saying goober. And I'm going to ask you if I can hold a dollar.
Here well, I'm going to call you a dick then.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Now get your booty ready.
This is what Paige dances to. You're at the Barnes & Noble.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
At the bar what?
Up the clam, pump it up. Why the clam is clammy?
Now I want to look up something else.
I'm white dancing. We're
yeah,
having a Peckerwood dance off in here.
Well, no one ever goes forward and backwards when they're white and dancing. It's always side to side.
Tough, yo, hey,
yeah, I'm gonna start doing like home. Forward and backwards, like the Pee Wee Herman.
Could you imagine a bunch of white women at a parade on a float? Dancing to this?
Oh, man. It's like a Wegovy commercial.
Oh, we all used to be 800 pounds. Now
not
we
anymore.
Shot this in our stomach and we don't eat.
It says, lyrically, the song is a straightforward party and dance anthem about getting on the floor, moving your feet, and turning up the music.
God. That was definitely... Are you on Peckerwoodpedia.com?
I am on...
Peckerwoodpedia.
I am on what?
Pecker Wiki.
Pecker Wood Wiki. You.
I'm on Google AI mode.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, why are you trying to hide?
Well,
I thought you said incognito.
No. No. What is the with incognito, does that mean like, all right, go look up whatever you want to. We won't say nothing.
Yeah, it means you're trying to look up illegal images most likely.
Would that not be a high alert? Like, all right. Aaron Berg, whoever that is. That's the guy that shot...
Bobby Hamilton.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Who did he shoot? Alexander Hamilton.
No, who did he shoot?
Who did Aaron
Berg
shoot?
Who did Raymond Berg? Raymond Berg.
Aaron. I had to learn it in school and I forgot it. Anyway.
I remember the commercial. He turned around. Like he shot him from behind, right?
He turned around too fast and shot him. I don't remember. Anyway, what was the point?
Josh Hamilton, I think, is who shot.
Alexander Hamilton, I was right.
No, that's the rapper.
He saw
that's the Puerto Rican rapper.
Hamilton.
Oh,
Alexander
Bobby
Hamilton.
Hamilton's a NASCAR legend.
But you're thinking of the show, Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton.
That's a good play.
It's not if it's causing this this discrepancy in history. It's not.
What's the discrepancy?
Well, just talking about Alexander Hamilton. And, you know, how it's a rap show. There's not really anything based off of what he did, right?
Yeah.
They made it into like a whole...
pretty much his life.
Completely different. He'd be turning in his grave.
Getting married and cheating on his wife.
Well, how about freaking... I went to see Grease, and you know what? They didn't throw any plates on the ground.
It's my favorite
and
country.
There was no mention of feta cheese or gyros. So I was kind of pissed off at that, to be honest with you.
I would have left.
Why doesn't he do a play about Andrew Jackson? I just murdered a Native American family. Family. Wife and kids. Family. You can make it to a cool rap song about killing kids.
That's not
back in the wars.
It's not appropriate. Well,
I didn't think it was, but
not appropriate.
They put Andy Jackson on some money, so I guess somebody approved of it.
By the way, two things. One, well, not this time tomorrow, but close to this time tomorrow, an all new Facebook fussing. This one is I don't know about. I know about one of them. One of them's a freaking banger. It's a zinger.
One of them, you have to be naked to perform.
Well, I'll be sick. I was going to say early that like Paige is really geared up to wanting to like wear costumes and stuff during those. So, you know, whatever you want.
They haven't come in the mail yet. My Halloween stuff. Oh, I have one.
I was going to say, you bring a box or a bag of...
I just bring the wigs
in here. Well, I you know, because of, you know...
You got a bag of wigs.
I'm a germaphobe. I won't wear one, but...
The last time no I wore worries. A wig, I wore it down here.
Yeah. Oh, a muffin?
It's a merkin.
Wow.
A muffin. No, that's what you have.
You have a merkin for your muffin.
And he's a scuba diver, oddly enough.
Oh. A man muffin.
Now I want a muffin stump. Not a top, but a stump.
The other thing is, what was the first thing, though? I didn't even get to it.
What was it?
Now you got me to forget the second one.
I can't even look. If I try to look at my notes.
I ain't doing a bit right now.
There's crap everywhere. I cannot. Plus, why does it say Kraut Mick on the back of this paper?
Kraut Mick.
Kraut Mick. What is that about?
It probably says Crap Mike.
No, it says Kraut Mick.
Oh, I don't know.
Was that like a character we were going to write?
Oh, no. That was, you. I think that was, and you might not should have said that, and I can't explain now what it is, but I do remember what it is. You were asking if a certain word was considered in bad taste to say it.
Oh, okay. Somebody was asking that at least.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is an old note. Let me ask you about this real quick now that I saw it. God, you won't be able to know, though. This was like a couple weeks ago. I swear I saw you on TV. Because it was 5:50 and they showed the traffic cams of 385. And I'm like, oh, there's somebody trying to come to work right now. Then I wrote the note. Did I see you on TV? 5:51. But no. There's no way you would have known that.
I wouldn't have been here on time if that was me on at that time in the morning.
All right, cross that note off. Already talked about the note. How?
Oh, we're doing a catch-up session.
Well, I already talked about the note, how stupid it is to donate school supplies. Because the big box retailer is getting money twice for it, you know. You're buying the stuff and donating it, but they're getting the tax write-off and your money.
Well, yes.
I mean,
no, but yes. Why? It's the thought that counts.
Not when you're a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
Who owns a football team.
That's true. I got asked to round up the other day somewhere. It wasn't there, but it's somewhere. You want to round up? I'm like, no.
I got asked to round up at a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, for a children's hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, you should only...
How was the presentation? Like did they say, hey, donate to... What did they... Do an impression.
Okay. Please don't.
Would you like to round up to donate to the children's hospital?
Yeah.
Spittle?
Right.
I said, yeah, I guess, but like, which one is it? I like to support the local ones. I don't want to go into a national children's hospital. Plus...
I was just thinking, I wouldn't want to go to a Chinese restaurant where white people rent it. Weird, right?
Well...
You just think, wait, something sucks.
This is a black
here.
Lady.
Okay. Well, I wasn't saying that sounded white.
Well,
so
I feel like I'm
racist.
Disenfranchising
you're
her
reverse,
by not giving her race credit.
You're a racist bully.
Yeah. This is odd. Everybody wants you to. I'm fatigued. Don't ask me to round. Also, if I go to a thrift store and you don't give me a receipt, you can keep your 2 liter of Faygo like I'm good. or your Shasta,
no, really?
Whatever it is. Yeah.
They say go ahead and take one?
Well, they say if we don't give you a receipt, we owe you, if we give you this 2 liter of Shasta or whatever it is, I'm like, I'm good.
God bless, man.
Why but don't ask me to round up to put you back to work.
Don't have receipts.
All right, I want to go over my notes then. 28 years ago today, Korn Follow the Leader came out.
Nice.
28 years, dude.
That's when the tour with Rob Zombie came through here.
Yes.
It was after Follow the Leader.
Yes.
I was in high school.
That was a crazy night.
What a concert. God, I'm so glad I got to be there for that show.
I don't know. Well, Rob's been back since then. I think Korn has maybe once. But they said it was
Rob
so rough
Zombie
that
has, yeah.
There was lesbianism and whatnot going on there during the concert.
The
Earmuffs, kids.
The other I'll save the other thing because we'll need a little bit more time on that. The other thing, your high school reunion, It's either this weekend or next weekend. Am I right?
Yeah, it's coming up this weekend.
Well, what are you going to wear?
Dude, come on. You're going to look back at this life. I swear.
Really?
Now, unless you're just God almighty. Different, which you are. I think you're going to look back and say all the missed opportunities, think about this, and I'm not being a dick, I swear to God. All the famous people and stuff you've got to meet have only been when they've been in this room.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about famous, I'm talking about like living, dude.
You never know who you're gonna meet.
No, I'm just saying like going off and doing stuff. Like right. Jug invited us to go to, was it Richmond? You turned it down real fast.
Yeah, I'm not a doer, man. I don't like to go around other places. I'm not a traveler. I'll never be.
Traveling man?
Gatlinburg, Myrtle Beach, that's it. Like, I got to go to Gatlinburg once a year.
That's fine.
But,
that's
like, fine. I've been in New York once. It was 20 years ago.
Right.
It was a little overwhelming.
Did you complain the whole time?
I mean, I was there by myself. Nobody else would have heard it.
Yeah, his parents left him there. He really could stay at his uncle's loft.
He was abandoned.
God dang it. If they could put a trailer in New York City, that's what it would have been. It would have been a loft.
Oh, my God.
You think he'd know enough to go to my old brother's trailer in New York City?
Right. So you're not going to go?
Well.
What if we put something out there like.
I bought the ticket already.
Oh.
Why did I buy a ticket, though? It's at my buddy Mike's house. He's going to host it.
He sends his wife.
Well, somebody. We went over that, like. If nobody's gonna host, who's the person that like is supposed to carry that reign throughout the years? Like the student body president? Like, no, dude, that was a 1 year gig. Why I gotta follow that for the next 25, 30 years?
Yeah. Well, there's two that are putting it together that, you know.
Was this guy like one of the big dogs at the E?
This is a Liberty reunion.
Oh.
The Easley reunion hasn't been discussed yet.
You should host that one. The guy who didn't graduate is hosting the graduation.
Look, I should be lucky I get invited to it because I didn't graduate.
That's what I was going to say. Is that one thing that worries you? Because they're going to be like, hey, guys, let's do a reenactment of graduation day. What were you doing that day?
The ticket was $60.
What the hell? Are they serving crab legs?
Well, it is for catering, but like, you know, I hope it's stuff I like.
$60 a ticket?
Yeah. I could have brought some, like, whatever, like, with us just to hang out.
Drinks?
There'll be drinks there, but...
Open?
I don't think it's that formal. My buddy Mike, his house is huge. His wife makes a ton of money.
Oh, he didn't do it? Her?
He's a trophy husband, he'll tell you.
Proud. Wow.
And so I guess we're just going to, like, maybe have informal type of somebody bring your own drinks, maybe. I don't know.
When you say he's a trophy husband, is he hot? Like, if you're gay, would you do him?
It's hard not to now, being straight. To be honest with you. I might have to keep Rob's number on standby this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I might get a DUI. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, look, it's showing off on the, what do you call it?
What is that on a keyboard? What name? Guitars?
What was the name of it?
Synthesizer.
Harpsichord.
Nah, that's what it was. Old synth.
Synthesizer,
baby.
God, I'd love to hear Dusty Rhodes have said, look here, Cody, I got you a synthesizer.
Cody, stop playing it. I'm on the thing, baby.
If we ever get Tyson on, that's the one thing I'd like to ask him.
The president of the chicken company?
Would you please say yes?
Like, ask him why you just fired all those people?
Why'd you just fire? Are you going to make robots? Chickens are going to be plucked by robots now? Is that what we're going to do?
Out here in the fields, baby. I fight for my meal.
You know, he still does this song live.
Guadalupe.
Yeah. Like that. Is this the one where he screams in a minute?
Can he still sing those?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, yeah.
He's got to be, what, close to his 80s, right?
Got to be.
Oh, Rudge. I know there's the video of him going to some random wedding, and he just, like, jumps in with a band. I think they did this one, actually.
I would love to. Like, that's one thing, like, about, you know, he can't perform live music worth a damn, but Bill Murray, he...
I wish there were evidence of these claims.
Well, if only there was evidence of those claims. But You know, he can just go and barge into a wedding, and it's like, oh.
Or just take a picture. But that's right. That's
Bill Murray.
That's going to run out soon, right? Unfortunately, I'm like, people.
Younger people may not know him.
Yeah, they're like, who's this guy? Who's Spackler?
But like, I on one hand, I'm certainly glad I never got to that level of fame. Like, truly. You know, like, honest to God, truly. Yeah. I mean, just being everywhere you went, like, that'd be.
Plus, if you mess up, you know, you don't want everybody to know about
always,
it.
Always, right.
Now it's just rumor. Well, there could be proof, too.
Yeah.
People take pictures and whatnot.
Hi, Bill. Oh, man. Only $250 a ticket? They change for $5? Oh, $250. Oh.
That's so bad.
Oh, my God.
People
are dancing like this.
I think it got so bad that people were just like, can we putt-putt for this, like, on this one hole?
Can we just go drive balls?
Because Threes is a nice place. It was a nice setup, but God.
Well,
I felt like Bill didn't want to do it, but they're like, look, can you give us some kind of combo appearance plus?
At the same time, I hate that I don't have enough fame that I could just be walking through somewhere and see a wedding and just pop in.
It's Matt, man.
Oh, look. And I wouldn't do it often, but just to do it, like, what can I do to help society out today?
You could dress up like the bear.
I could pop in at their wedding and make
That'd
their day.
Nice.
You go to a boys like, and girls club.
Who the hell are you? Are you on the groom's side or the female side? Here.
Are you crashing?
Like, I'm on both sides. Give me a beer.
Go to the local. You go to Nickeltown and play ball with the kids.
That's creepy.
Like the cops do sometimes. Even cops that can't play ball. Like,
I'd rather do that than go to Pebble Creek and play Call of Duty with kids. They're plumb mean on there. Not just at Pebble Creek, but all kids in general.
You go to Dale Norton and help with the floods.
You could be like Snoop Dogg and work in a drive-through.
I know.
Oh, my
Chevy
God.
Chase did that bit,
it's too. Madman.
Well, Madman gave me my food today.
We did that one time.
Yeah,
remember at the Bojangles, I think.
And we did it again at Substation 2 in Taylor's. So we're making sandwiches.
Yes, that's right.
I don't like making sandwiches I can't eat, to be honest with you.
Why not?
I don't like making them for other people.
I know. That's why that day when we did it one time only. We did, God bless. I almost said Wheels on Meals. Can you imagine? It's like the tires on a plate of macaroni.
Oh, that new Meals on Wheels here in town's nice.
Yeah, but we did it that day, and I was like, God bless it. Don't eat none of this food.
Did you take it home with you?
No, we delivered it.
Okay. You know what they told us? If the person doesn't want it or they're not there, the next person can get double. Like, just give it to them.
Yeah.
But you can't bring it back.
No, and you couldn't just leave it there. You had to make sure it got connected with somebody.
Remember the one lady had half a shirt on when she answered the door?
Well, that makes sense.
It was tucked into her panties. I'm not even kidding, man. But she was older.
Bless
she didn't
her.
Know no better. It could have been a diaper we, now.
Because you and me, Madman, took turns delivering. Somebody else was driving.
Right. Yeah, it was fun. It wasn't fun. It was very, like, heartbreaking.
It was tough.
It was a good eye-opener for stuff.
Tough to see some of them.
Plus,
speaking of eye-opener, I made a mistake, which is fine. You make mistakes, you learn from them, you move on.
Supposed to.
So, with your product.
Well, you already said the promo code's no good, the new one.
The new one is good. We tried to add the other one, and it would not allow it because they said that you couldn't put the C word in a promo code.
No.
I was like, where's our freedom?
You can't put that in there after the U.
So,
can't do it.
Like, for instance, let's just test this, like, off the page. If I said, oh, where can I get some of Fat Boy's bacon beard oil? You would say where?
At galay.com.
Galay!
How
do you spell that?
G-A-H-L-A-Y.
Okay.
Damn.
So I owe you. He said you wouldn't be able to spell it. Or you owe me. She did spell it.
I thought you'd mess it up.
Okay. So
spell it French.
There's that.
With an E.
I thought you were going to spell it G-A-Y-L-A-Y.
Dot Listen, com. There's some barbers that still sell it and call it Golly, so I don't care.
Golly!
G-O-L-L-Y.
I'm sure for the first few reasons, first few years, people call it Barnes & Nobles, Barnes & Nobles. You know?
Dang it.
Go on Instagram and search Barnes & Nobles. Look it up on Googly. So sometimes it takes, you know, time, but I'd secured JeremyEllenberg.com, which is fabulous.
With a U.
With a U.
It's not with an E.
But that's the problem, is I went and looked at the analytics. No one is using JeremyEllenberg.com to go and buy your stuff. So,
why not?
I don't know. I want to have like a landing page, as they call it, like just for you, instead of just making it about the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, it is a long name.
So I was, Fatboy itself was gone, you know, whether it be from the ice cream company or whether it's from the former rap trio.
Or Harley. You know, Harley could have taken it.
So I was thinking, what's something that would shockingly be available that we could secure for this business partnership?
Are we taking guesses? I could write down a guess. Maybe.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Playing off of like Fat Boy, mm-hmm. you know, like playing off, not like, and I won't do the shop Fat Boy shop. That's stupid. I don't. It's too cookie cutter. I like
too cookie cutter.
It is.
Was that taken? Was that available? You're probably not going to use that one, I would imagine.
That was already taken. That actually forwards to some .gov website there.
You've been tricked for all entering something very filthy.
So I don't have my list here that I had been testing or been looking to see if certain domains were already taken. So when this, I was like, yeah, there's no way. There's already like, there's got to be like some fantasy football league, or there's got to be like some band that already has this name.
So this is something that you thought of kind of out of the blue, just pulled it out of the ether.
Out of the ether. It came to me, and I went to, I don't want to give away my source, GoDaddy. And,
Goat Daddy?
Goat no, Daddy.
And,
you don't have goats anymore.
So now, if anybody says to you, now I don't know how comfortable you, I should have asked you now that I think about it. I should have asked
you. So you didn't ask. You just, you know, on a whim, just got it.
Yeah.
Hoping it was going to work out.
I mean, we'll use it for something if you don't want to use it for this. But already, like, I'll say this, like, when I say it, it'll already be directing there. So
it's already set up.
Yes. But if you don't like it, we will come up with something different. Because calling it Fatboys Applewood Bacon Beard Oil.com is too long.
Too long. Thick Cut 20 promo code.
It's at the top. So now, out of the box.
Let me close my eyes so I can hear it.
All right. So follow my mindset here. Boy.
B-O-Y, not B-O-Y.
No.
That's embargoed.
That would already be, nobody would spell that right. Boy. If I was on a game show right now, I'd say, all right, finish this phrase, boy.
George.
Wrong. Paige.
Fat
Boy George, that would be a funny picture for AI.
Big boy?
Well, that would be a reverse, isn't it, Paige? You're dyslexic. I said boy blank, not blank boy.
Oh.
Blank boy.
Fat Boy.
I don't even know what to guess.
You were one of these.
Boy band.
He was not in a boy band, Paige. Think of tying knots.
Boy Scout?
Fatboyscouts.com.
Oh, my God.
Was that not taken already?
Nope. Got it.
God.
Fatboyscouts.com.
That's got to, even if you search it on accident, that's got to bring a lot of people to it.
I know. Like, when I registered it, they already tried to buy it back from me. Like, they'll do that thing, hey, we would like to offer you, and like, nope.
Oh, so you could make a little money off it.
Well, hopefully you will.
We could do so many. Well, I can't do that one.
Don't say them live.
We could put different colors in front of, you know, the word boy. Just like, there's so many different redirects you can do.
I wouldn't do that unless you, like, privatized it up or whatever. But, yeah, I think that's perfect. So someone now that, like, buys your product is that, you know, that they could be a Fat Boy Scout.
What about If you wanted to put hot in front of it, or
hot boy scout. Yeah, but it takes your name out of that then.
Naked, you put naked in front of it.
Naked fat boy?
That might
don't
get a lot
say
of
it. We're giving away all bad. The ideas.
Like, you might get a lot
like
of.
You'd never say bitch boy scout. That wouldn't be nice.
No.
So that one, you thought about that one for a little bit.
But when he was a Boy Scout, he wasn't even fat. So
that was Troop 50 shout out.
Yeah.
Pack 33, Den 6. Double shout outs.
I feel like you don't like it. We can go back to the
draw.
I mean, I was still like.
Wah, wah. I still got my totem chip.
I still keep it and like, you know, let
never
it
got
forward
touched.
There anyway.
I like it.
Oh, you do?
It's a good one, you know.
Okay.
But we're not limited to just one, right? We can think of other ones and.
Yeah.
Redirects and, you know.
And if there's like, you know, a band out there is looking for a name, you know, that'd be a good name for a band. Fat Boy
it really
Scouts.
Would be. Try to think of one with Goon, but I can't think of one with Goon.
What's Goon?
He's
Goon.
Obsessed with gooning.
Paige, I have to tell you what it is off the air.
What is, no.
I have no idea.
Tell him what it is.
It's something that Fat Boy does on a regular basis.
Is, hang on now.
Is this something I shouldn't be asking you? Cause...
No, this is huge. It's like a big movement, but you got to look it up. And Paige can tell
well,
you what it is.
Well, give me a second to look it up before you go to break, because obviously this is for...
Same us. Name of the character Chris Jericho almost was, but wasn't. G-O-O-N. Goon. Goon Caves. It comes with a whole big deal.
Oh, that... oh, geez.
You don't want to make that a promo code?
No. But is that... So that's what... Do we have this conversation already? Because
we
yesterday.
Did. That's why I don't know why you're asking about it, because...
Okay.
It's what do you call it? Where you do the same thing over again?
Deja vu.
Yeah. That's it.
Deja vu.
That's a strip club.
Yeah. It's that's the- why he said, "Hey, you guys, stop doing that." You have to look it up for that joke to make sense. That's awful. And who knew? I've so you landscapers out there edging. How dare you?
It's not good for you.
No,
stop
it's
doing
not.
It.
No, it's not. You know, so that's okay. So just
talking to you, JD.
It's like tantric sex, but by yourself. Essentially, is what we're saying, right?
It's like you run up to a finish line and just stop.
Yeah.
You just don't cross.
But
it.
Then you start walking backwards.
Yes, and it's not good for your anatomical parts.
Your frenulum.
Doctors will tell you, look, you have to whatever act you start, you have to complete.
Really?
Yeah. It's not good for your pipes.
But what if you that doesn't mean like waking up with one, meaning like, oh, I got to take care of this.
No, not just, you know, not like a natural reaction, but like,
right.
If you know.
Yeah.
If you can start something, you better, you know.
You better finish it.
Yeah.
Well, that's, they
it's
always said that. They always said that.
It's like,
does it make you impotent?
No, it will like damage your, you know, like physically it could damage you. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, you got a factory and you're making a lot of product. Well, if you don't put that product out, it's going to back up. Then what's going to happen? Your prostate is going to explode.
Come on. No.
It's a prostate factory.
Yeah, but you lose it if you don't use it.
Exactly.
Or you'll go blind.
Oh,
it's going to absorb through
blind.
Your skin and wait till you start sweating the next time.
Right. Oh, you'll grow hair on the top of your head.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Paige. Well, welcome back to school.
Welcome back. And Hayden Panettiere's mother is speaking now. And she was on with NBC News yesterday. And she says that she is not a fan of Hayden's boyfriend. And she, her name is Leslie Vogel. She spoke with NBC and she called out Hayden's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson. And she noted that Hickerson was with Hayden at the time of her death and called him, quote, the person in her life that we have been trying to get rid of for quite some time. She didn't accuse him of anything, but she said Hayden lost her way and chose the wrong path.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have a record when it comes to her.
Yes. So he did plead guilty in 2021 to 2 counts of physically abusing Hayden, according to the reports. She wrote about in her memoir, "This Is Me, A Reckoning."
I'm going to catch hell for saying this, but whatever.
Oh, boy. See, I was going to say, I've heard so many like rumors and stuff, but nothing that I could say is absolutely true. So I,
yeah,
you may know more than I do.
Well, I just from the standpoint of her saying we've been trying to get away from him or get him out of our lives. If you're somebody with that notoriety, that money, like it shouldn't have been a thing to keep them apart. Like that should have been very easy to keep at least, you know, her away from him. Now, obviously, he might be persistent. You know, he's got her information, like calling her up or whatever. But it's like from her standpoint, you know, if she was surrounded by the right people,
mm-hmm.
which she never was, including her mom, if you read about her book, then, you know, that shouldn't have been an issue.
I want to read about her book. Is there a close notes of
I mean, like,
what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't buy the books. I just like, hey, so-and-so's book. Give me the highlights.
Right.
I don't like. I'm not an advocate for reading.
But at the same time, though, money, shmoney. Like when you, as a parent, when you have a daughter, she was 34, 35, 36.
She's gonna be 37 Friday.
Would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what? As the parents, what are they supposed to do? Go kidnap her and take her against her will?
Have you ever been in a dysfunctional relationship? And my point there.
Who are you looking at?
And, you know, I'm not looking at anybody. I have been in one.
He's been in one. He's still in it. I mean, not dysfunctional, like one relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you keep going back?
He was a narcissist, and it was like he kept apologizing, like the bad times. And, I mean, it was...
So he was manipulative.
Very manipulative.
I'll never understand why you go back.
Very handsome. Played great guitar. I went back. No, I mean, he was everything that I liked in a person until I started to see how he was on drugs or alcohol. You know, his personality was completely different. And it changed when I didn't get up and make him breakfast one morning. And he flipped out and started destroying the house. And I got up, you know, I wasn't feeling good. I got up and I'll make you pancakes. And then he started just smashing things. And I called my mom, and my mom says, if you don't get out the next day, you'll never leave and your life will be ruined. So I did leave.
It seemed like there would be more of a buffer. You know, she would have had somebody of her stature in that business. Enough people saying, hey, you know, like you shouldn't have access to you. But you're right, you know. Takes two to tango.
I mean, it does. And, you know, like, you know, the other thing, too, I mean, I'm not hating on anybody. Certainly not the dead. But, like, she was in a way where courts agreed the daughter should go live with Klitschko.
Oh, yeah, she was bad off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like it's rare for the mom not to retain custody.
Well, she was going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this is ever the case, or I never heard it. But could you imagine if you got old Vladimir threatening to beat down your door because of all this stuff? I don't know if you ever did or not. But
Jesus Christ, man!
Like, it's like one of the most dangerous boxers that ever lived.
Yes, Vladimir.
He did 6'6" of muscle. He called her an important part of her life, and you know.
I'll ask this: What is that guy's ties to Greenville?
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Like, he'd live here?
He's from here. His brother.
Like, was it known around town that she was living in this area? Because I thought
it was an Airbnb apartment. I may be wrong.
We know somebody who's a mutual who that was the case. Like, she had been in and out of here over the years a good bit, just hanging out, whatever. You know. I think one of the calls, actually, was one of the domestic calls happened here.
No way.
Years ago in town.
Gosh, I don't have the contacts I used to have again.
Off again, on again, back and forth, you know.
So according to reports from TMZ, who had, I guess it went to them first and then NBC, I'm not sure who leaked all the information, but a lot of it was redacted on the police report. So
a lot of it.
Sources told TMZ that Brian's brother, who found Hayden unresponsive in that apartment in Greenville, Brian was asleep in another room at the time. And from what I was reading and hearing, that when the fire department, EMS, where they were doing, you know, CPR on her, that the the brother was not really responsive, didn't do anything, didn't have any emotion until they pronounced her dead.
They said it was an Airbnb, which is...
Well, yeah, but like they'll do short-term leases on those, though. Like business people, yeah. Like they don't want to go stay in those hotel rooms that are just for like businessmen. Look,
I don't know his background, if he's an actor or whatever.
Yeah.
I just assumed if they were coming here, he had a place already. But when they said it was Airbnb, I was like, okay, well.
Yeah.
It kind of struck me as odd, but I mean.
Moot, I wonder if you don't want to like self-lease your own, if that's like that's one of their things to do, so they handle the being the landlord or whatever for you.
I think they might actually, but it's like 3 month terms, right?
Yeah,
however you want to spend, I imagine.
So I think the neighbor said that he never saw her come in and out of the apartment until all the commotion of the first responders and the cops telling him to go back in his place.
Wow.
That's just wild. It's just sad.
It's also weird.
You're right, though. You can't say a whole lot, even if you speculate.
Yeah.
Is it come back and bite you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fair to either. Like, I don't want to be a hypocrite where, saying, hey, I need all these answers. It's just curious. I'd be curious if it was in, Bamberg, South Carolina, or if it was in
Lugolf, North,
Des Moines, Iowa,
yeah,
wherever. I just it's the curiosity factor. I don't need a documentary for it, though.
Say it's a situation similar with somebody else. If you have a deceased person that I guess they won't know this though. If they suspect an overdose on the scene, does everybody get tested that was there?
Oh,
if everybody gets tested.
Ooh.
Then I could see the reaction out of, a couple parties. Maybe being a little nervous. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So that you're saying it wasn't like there was no reaction until she died, and then it wasn't remorse maybe. It was more like, oh, my God, we may have bought this and given it to her. Kind of like when Matthew Perry, I said this, and I feel
the ketamine
like
queen.
I still kind of stand by it. Like, Matthew Perry... the guy was taking this stuff. He knew what he was taking. Now, should the doctor also be charged with murder? I honestly don't know.
Yeah, he never should have had access to as much as he had.
No. Somebody somewhere should be, but I don't...
It was the ketamine queen.
So if you're sitting there doing drugs with somebody and they want to do the drugs and then all of a sudden, they... Whatever, if that's the case, with any situation... Everybody else there is also liable?
Well,
because I'm not going to party with people anymore if that's the case.
And who supplied it? That would be the... If you supplied someone drugs and they died, are you liable?
See, will they say anything about a prescription? Whatever she tests for, if she tests positive for anything.
Right.
Because she had back issues, right? So was she already on something and took too many? Or?
Yeah. I never even watched the Nashville show. I just remember her from Heroes.
There's a different spin on this nationally every day. It's getting run, everybody's running it. So, a police report yesterday, and I don't know what it's going to be today, but, sources say this and that, and, there's always a spin.
And I guess
if it happened 20 years ago, Oprah would be doing a live show from the Lofts downtown Greenville.
Just like when she had the lawsuit in Texas. She's going to Waco. That was before the silos were there, and every white woman wanted to go there.
Didn't she come and do her show live from Union?
Yep. She was here for that, too.
So was Sally Jesse Raphael.
God, you mentioned Matthew Perry. Today's his birthday.
Wow, man.
So you got some kind of psychic vibe going on.
Psychic vibe. They sell those at Adam and Eve.
That's sad.
Yeah. They do, actually.
We'll find out what's coming soon.
Oh, I can't say that. They had cut myself off. Almost got too filthy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, Paige, those are your Rise Guys.
Hey. Thank you, Paige.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.